This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday because we are wrapping this bad boy up for the week after this show. It's time to go do Thanksgiving with family. I have to tell you about what the wife signed us up for. We'll talk about that tonight. But someone wants to talk about, well, we have many questions. We're going to talk about that dome video. The hungover, drunk, I don't know what she was, but it was really bad. I'll get to that in a moment. Someone wants to know if Joe's going to pardon Hunter. Why do we need the Senate to approve Trump's nominees? Why is that? Someone has a question about that. Did the deep state, how did they miss this election? They didn't want Trump to win. And someone wants to talk about putting nuts in the dessert. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So my email inbox was full about the video seen round the world by now. I'm sure you have seen it. In the off chance you haven't, I'm going to play you the audio in just a couple seconds. It's 30 seconds of Dome, Kamala Harris. So there's more to this video than just what you've seen and what you've heard. Because the 30 seconds I'm going to play, it's bad. It sounds bad. And I will tell you, I realize we're on radio right now. It looks even worse. She looks, everyone's calling her drunk. Maybe she is, I don't know. But she looks, to use horse terms, like she's been rode hard and put away wet. She looks beat up, worn out. Possibly drunk, hungover. She looks terrible and sounds even worse. And the more I looked into this, the more I started to ask myself something.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
Okay. But here's the thing. That 30 seconds you saw, it was put up by the official account for Democrats. In fact, that's the name of the account, the Democrats. Their official account, they not only put that video up, they took that 30-second soundbite out from a 9-minute monologue she did. No one knows this because it's not what was seen around the world. She sat down and talked for 9 minutes. They grabbed 30 seconds of maybe her most nonsensical 30 seconds. I watched the whole 9 minutes, so you didn't have to. Maybe her worst 30 seconds was that 30 seconds. And definitely her worst looking 30 seconds was that 30 seconds. Yes, in that 30 seconds, she looks terrible. She looks terrible the whole time. But in the very beginning, she doesn't look as run down and haggard as she does there. So I have a theory. My theory is this. Dome, everyone remembers the palace coup that knifed Joe Biden and shoved him out of the White House. I know you got that. Remember, Joe Biden was the nominee, was about to be the nominee officially at the convention. And then, because his poll numbers looked bad, I still can't believe they just did this. His poll numbers looked bad. Didn't look like he was going to beat Trump. Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and the other board members of the system just simply shoved him out, barred him from running again, forced his hand out of the race, and then they took $1 billion and they handed the nomination, they handed the Democrat nomination for president and $1 billion to Kamala Harris. And then she lost. And she didn't just lose, she got wiped out. I'm still floored by those exit poll numbers I saw yesterday. I forget where I saw them, so forgive me for that. But it was a breakdown of every demographic. Men, women, black, white, Latino, Asian. Every single demographic, Republicans gained. Everyone. They didn't lose in a single demographic. Let me clarify. I know that like the black vote, I know Republicans lost it. But what I'm saying is, We gained black voters. We didn't lose black voters. We gained Latino voters. We gained female voters. We did better than we've done ever. Kamala Harris was handed the nomination and $1 billion, and she didn't lose. She got slaughtered. And so what I believe is we have a post-election poop-throwing contest that's happening right now with Democrats, and it's vicious. It's extremely vicious because these are naturally vicious, soulless demons anyway. And what they're doing is they're arguing over which direction the party should go. And you're seeing this play out publicly a lot. Should we continue to wade into all the cultural crap, the LGBTQ stuff? One side says yes. The other side says, no, wait, you can't do that. It's turning people off. The other side's talking about how far left do we go? Look, James Carville's been on the news every other day chewing people out for the dumb things they did.
And let me tell you another huge error this made is when people said campaigns need to reflect progressive values. No, they don't. Campaigns are authoritarian by their nature. If I were running a 2028 campaign and I had some little snot-nosed 23-year-old saying, I'm going to resign if you don't do this, not only would I fire that on the spot, I would find out who hired them and fire that person on the spot. I'm really not interested in your uninformed, stupid opinion as to whether you go on Joe Rogan or not. And there were people that worked in the White House that were protesting because they didn't like the president's policy in Gaza. Well, then get the fuck out of the White House.
That was a very profanity-laced tirade that I have seen play out several times over the last 2 weeks. A lot of older, saltier Democrats like Carville think this complete communist push by Democrats is insane and it's turning off the public. But the younger, it's mostly age-based, the younger Democrats, the AOCs, who will be in leadership for decades, they don't see it that way at all. They see it as they haven't gone left enough. Either way, there is a civil war right now taking place within the Democrat Party, and it's going to play out for the next 4 years as they try to figure out what we want to be, who's the nominee going to be. Because look, on the outside looking in right now, it should be Josh Shapiro. He's the scumbag governor of Pennsylvania, and he is a far lefty, but he's not viewed that way in Pennsylvania. He's viewed as a moderate. He's very popular there. He should. There's no question he should be the Democrat nominee in 2028 in that ultra-important swing state of Pennsylvania. But he's Jewish. He's a Jew. And the older Democrats, like the Carville types, would have no issue with that. They wouldn't care about that. The younger ones hate Jews. So now you have this war. It's nasty. And in my opinion, they took that 30 seconds from Kamala Harris's 9-minute video. The official Democrat account took that 30 seconds where she looked her worst and sounded her worst, and they did it on purpose. I think there is a lasting bitterness within the Democrat Party that she was handed the nomination and that she was given $1 billion. And instead, she presided over Democrats being wiped out from California to New York. Wiped out. And I think that lasting resentment, I think they're going to shove her out. And I know the poll numbers right now say that Kamala Harris is the leader, that she's currently, for 2028, the presumptive nominee. She got like 41%. That I think the next closest person was like 11 or 12. Like she was way, way, way ahead. However, remember this. It's the Democrat Party. The people are not going to be making that decision. The donors will be making that decision. And if you're a big-time Democrat donor, what if you raised $50 million for Kamala Harris and then watched her get wiped out nationwide? The donors might very well say, no, 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 no. That's never happening again. Choose someone else or you're not getting any of my money. I think they're sabotaging Kamala Harris's career. That's what I think. There's no possible way you would choose that video and that 30 seconds and publicize it on purpose. Nobody's that stupid, even Democrats. Anyway, is Joe going to pardon his son? Let's talk about that next.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I feel like it's Friday because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. We just talked about that unbelievable, hilarious dome video they put out online where she looked and sounded just terrible. And I guess she was on vacation in Hawaii. Maybe she was at the casino. She looks like she had a rough run of it. It looks like she spent the weekend in Vegas with all of her college buddies. That's what it looks like. She looked like she'd gone through it. So Jewish producer Chris was just talking about, the Democrat presidential ticket and how the thing that makes the most sense would be Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania. Because again, as much as I hate him, he's very popular, viewed as moderate, even though he's not, but he's Jewish. And they already determined we can't run a Jew because half the Democrat base now hates Jewish people. And then Chris said it's got to be Newsom, Shapiro Newsom. Well, here's something else. And this is kind of how life works, right? If we're hiring somebody, let's say we're hiring another producer, which we're not right now, but let's say we're hiring another producer. And let's say we go to WOR in New York. WOR, great station. And we go to WOR and we say, hey, you have any extra producers or somebody who can come work exclusively for the show? And of course, Tom Cuddy, he's the man. He would help me out if I needed it. Yeah, Jesse, I got somebody. I think you'll like him. And we hire this new producer. And he turns out to be a total scumbag, which nobody at WOR would be. But he turns out to be a dirtball. He's stealing our cheese balls, shows up late to work. He's a total disaster. I have to fire the guy in 2 weeks. Well, now I need another producer, And now I probably won't go ask WOR because that guy didn't work out. And now there's a stain, even if it's unfair, there's a stain on WOR. I think, by the way, there's no stain on WOR. I think California, when it comes to national Democrat politics, I think there might be a stain there they have a hard time getting over, again, because of Kamala Harris, because this is what has happened, and Newsom's got this exact same problem. What really, really hurt Harris so much, part of the reason she wouldn't do interviews, she was so reclusive. What really hurt her was she had a lifetime, a career of taking far left loony positions on things on camera. And so the Trump campaign very wisely would grab these things and they'd play them on TV. We all turned on the television and we all saw an ad with Kamala Harris talking about giving free tranny surgeries to prisoners. Why? Why is there so much video of her out there? Because she ran for politics. She ran as a Democrat in California. And in California, if you want to win Democrat primaries, because the primary is the only thing that matters, once you get through the primary, you're going to win because you're a Democrat. If you want to win a Democrat primary in California, you have to run to the left of Mao Zedong. And once you're done with that, then you'll get elected. The problem is the nation does not look like California politically at all. The nation doesn't look like me either. I know I'm on the far, far right. The nation looks like Pennsylvania. Center right, mostly a little bit right, but not too far right. The nation looks like Michigan. The nation looks like these Rust Belt swing states where, yes, you have some hard lefties, you have some hard righties, but for the most part, it looks kind of center right, you see. Well, if you're a California politician like Gavin Newsom, back to the point Chris was making about putting Newsom on the ticket, run Shapiro and then run Newsom. Newsom has the exact same problem Dome ran into, and national Democrats will know it. Newsom has had to govern like a far left loon. And there is a lot of video of Gavin Newsom governing like a loon. Now, Newsom is much, much smoother than Kamala Harris. Like I said before, he's a very talented politician. Don't email me. I hate him too. I hate him a lot. I get it. But he's a very, very talented politician. He's a much better messenger than she is. But still, he's had to take these far left positions. I don't know if you're a Democrat and you're one of these power broker types, I don't know if you can risk running another Californian. Now, what's that saying? Money talks. At the same time, how much Democrat money comes from California Democrat billionaires? A lot. A lot. And you always follow the money. Anyway, get back to the questions. Jesse, do you think Joe Biden will be the worst president ever and pardon his son? Or do you think Joe Biden will be the worst father ever and not pardon his son? Also, do you think Trump would pardon Hunter if he had the opportunity? Okay, so I'm just going to put it out there. Chris, write this one down. I will own it if I'm wrong. I think Donald Trump is going to pardon Hunter Biden for Joe. It's not an accident. Joe Biden's already had Trump over for lunch. It's not an accident. Joe Biden and his people already put out publicly that he will be helping Donald Trump with the transition. He's going to show up for the inauguration. He's being Mr. Good Guy now. Well, that's not how Democrats operate anymore. Democrats are the filthy party with Nancy Pelosi tearing things up behind Donald Trump in the State of the Union. Why is Joe being such a good guy? I think Donald Trump is going to pardon Hunter Biden for him. That's what I believe. In fact, I bet you the deal's already been struck. So, write that one down, Chris. I'll own it if I'm wrong. Hope I am wrong. But that's kind of the way it goes out there. Let us move on and talk about the Senate and other things. Let's first talk about chalk. In fact, senators, you need to listen. Your T levels are shockingly low. All of America's T levels are low anyway. We've lost half our testosterone in 50 years, half of it. But in the Senate, They've lost all of it, 100% in 50 years. There's now no more testosterone in the United States Senate. That's why every GOP senator needs to get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements that will have your T levels jacked through the roof. 20% in 90 days. 20%. Do you know the difference you will see in your entire life with the 20% higher T level? Get a male vitality stack and take advantage of the Black Friday special running in November. Unlock a massive discount on subscriptions using the code Jesse. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Let's talk about the Senate next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a pre-Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Eve, if you will. Remember, you can email the show if you'd like, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails.
I have a question. With the abortion issue, everybody's talking about whether to abort, not to abort. What people do not talk about is the third option, adoption. There are plenty of people who are willing to take the baby if they would just have it.
And there's nothing more blessed in the world than adoption. I have always thought this. People who adopt, they're just, it's snatching a child. It's completely changing someone's life. It's changing someone's life in significant ways. And if you are one of those adopted children, maybe that's you. I understand, I know many, and I understand that it's different for you. It feels different. But thank your parents. Thank your parents, your parents who adopted you a great deal, because I know it feels different, but wow, did they change the entire direction of your life? It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Oh, Jesse de Manos Grandes, can you explain perhaps once again, if I missed it, why we need Senate approval for Trump's nominees? Also, many prayers to your family. I lost my pop 2 years ago. It still hits me where I take a day and just look at the sky. I love the show. His name is Calio. Okay, it's in the Constitution, right? We remember when the other side gets power, we love the checks and balances. We love that. No, hold on. No, Congress needs to stop them. The Supreme Court. But when we get power, we want to get things done. We want to get things done quickly, and we're not worried about the checks and balances as worried about it. So anytime we run into roadblocks like the United States Senate, that's why Matt Gaetz went down, the United States Senate. Whenever we run into those roadblocks, we say things to ourselves. So why do we even need the Senate? Well, you don't ever want a king. And yes, Trump has a lot of latitude as president of the United States of America. Every single president does. President has a great deal of power. But when it comes to heading up these various departments, you really, really need at least a secondary check on things. Now, we don't like that secondary check right now, but that's our fault. That's red state GOPers' fault. We continue to send losers to the United States Senate. We could send anyone we want. South Dakota could send anyone they want. South Dakota is like 65, 66% Republican. If you're a Republican running statewide in that state, you cannot possibly lose. You can't lose. They would elect me. They would elect me with all the things I say, everything I believe. That if I got through a Republican primary, they would elect me. South Dakota's two senators are Mike Rounds and John Thune. That is so pathetic. Pathetic. Louisiana, looking at you. Texas, well, we got one of them right, at least. But with no excuse, Texas. Me, talking to me. South Carolina, good grief. Until we change that, until we get involved in primaries, our senators will continue to disappoint us. And this is really something, I harp on it all the time because it's something that you are going to have to take a leadership role in. That's part of being the hyper-informed. As we talked before, you are uniquely informed. You probably don't think you are, or you probably don't realize how much more informed you are than the average everyday voter, including Republicans. But I'm surrounded by these people. I don't hang out in political circles. I don't live in D.C. or New York City or anything like that. I live, work, and worship around normal people, non-political people. And things that are painfully obvious to me, things that you and I have talked about for days and days, my neighbors will get together for a gathering of some kind, and they're lost. They have no idea, none. They don't know anything. It's amazing how little they know compared to me. And I'm a moron. And it's not because I'm smarter. I'm just very interested in power, in politics, in the direction of the country. So I pay more attention. Well, that's you too. And you are going to have to, when it comes to these primaries, you have a responsibility because you already vote in primaries and you already vote in the right way. I know you do. You have a responsibility, though, to spread that out amongst friends and family because they don't. They don't. If you're listening to me right now in South Dakota, I know you already dislike John Thune. I know that. You probably vote against him every single primary. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, I get that. Guess what? Your Republican mom doesn't have any idea there's anything wrong with John Thune. She probably does vote in the primary, and she votes for John Thune every time. He looks so nice. You have to help mom. You have to help your fellow employees. You have to help people you go to church with. You have to help your neighbors or synagogue, Chris, sorry. But you have to help people. I can't imagine there are many synagogues in South Dakota. There can't be a lot of you people up there, right, Chris? There just can't be. There aren't that many people up there anyway. Do you have any members of the tribe up there that you know? Nobody? None? Nah, no, I didn't think so. Yeah, it's not, probably impossible to get a good bagel in that state. Impossible. Anyway, back to what we were saying. You have the burden of leadership because you know. You care about these issues. You know these issues. And therefore, we have to talk to friends and family. I'm warning you right now. Maybe it's just because I'm old and short-tempered. I get frustrated a lot when I'm talking to them. Because you think, okay, maybe they're behind me, of course. They may not know everything I know, but I bet you they know half. No, they don't. They know nothing. Absolutely nothing. I told you, one of my neighbors thought that Pete Hegseth's stuff was a complete disaster because that's what he'd read in the news. He saw one headline. He thought Hegseth was done, and I had to break the entire thing down for him. It's maddening. Jesse, it is hard to believe that the all-wise, all-knowing deep state screwed up the Democrats in this election. Why? He essentially says, why? How could they miss it? Okay, so let's talk about this. Because I thought Donald Trump was going down. Not in the election. I thought they were going to throw him in prison or murder him. I did. And it looked like they were going to. What, Chris? Chris said I was close. Well, yeah, here's the thing. Those were very reasonable predictions at the time. Because they were trying to throw him in prison, and they were 2 inches away from murdering him. But before we get to the rest of the deep state stuff and things like that, let's remember how close we came to having President Kamala Harris for 4 years. Not with just the assassination attempt. Those criminal cases, yeah, they were all ridiculous charges, but those were brought in jurisdictions where the communists controlled everything. They actually did convict him in New York City. In Georgia, he was going to go to state prison waiting on his appeal once they convicted him in Georgia. But then Fannie Willis had an affair with the guy she put in charge of it, and it blew the whole Georgia case up. We were a breath away from Donald Trump running a presidential campaign from state prison in Georgia. And that is before they almost blew his head off. Donald Trump got shot in the head. Shot in the head. We were that close to 4 years of President Kamala Harris. So I mean, we're going to talk about this all wise, all knowing deep state stuff. But let's just take a moment and take that in. We came really close to everything changing. And I'll tell you what, if you don't see God and all that, I don't know what to tell you, because, man, we were very close. Anyway, let's talk about this all-wise, all-knowing deep state. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Of course, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, so the guy's talking about it's hard to believe. How did the all-wise, all-knowing deep state screw it up and allow Democrats to lose? Well, again, remember, they tried to murder Donald Trump. And they almost did murder Donald Trump. And they tried to throw Donald Trump in prison. So it's not as if they didn't do everything they possibly could. But I would have cautioned you about something. The communist is many, many, many things. He is vicious. Ravenous, a religious zealot. He's always on offense, always on the attack. He is all those things. But all wise and all knowing, he is not. Don't take the enemy you hate and make him more powerful and smarter than he actually is. Most of these people are morons, and all of these people are scumbags. And that holds them back. Look, you can see it with the internal divisions they're having now. It's not that internal divisions are unique after a party loses an election, but how nasty and vicious they are with each other. Just their natural demonic nature really, really holds them back. They are not all wise. They are not all-knowing. Yes, the deep state is extremely powerful. It is a big, big, big deal that the intelligence agencies of this country, the Pentagon of this country, they feel that they are actually in charge and they will work to oppose anyone who tries to stop them. It's a big deal. It is. But they are not all wise and they are not all knowing. And yes, they tried to murder him and throw him in prison, but they failed. Now we will see how successful he can be at cleaning them out. Let's get back to the question, shall we? Dr. J, please enlighten me. How is it that the party that ran on the platform of joy feels the need to suck every last bit of joy from anything they come into contact with? Well, look, I'm not just trying to be glib. They lie about everything all the time. Everything all the time. I've talked to you about this since the election. When you think back to the election they ran it, it wasn't just Kamala Harris. Democrat after Democrat after Democrat. They lied about every single position they had. They all pretended to be tough on the border. They all they just lied through their teeth and act as if they campaign as if they're moderates. And then when they get in there, they govern from the hard, hard left. They lie about everything all the time. But this goes way beyond American Democrats. This really is a communist thing. You see, you know they're committed to the revolution. You know they're religiously committed to what they're doing. So every problem to them, every time there's opposition or a problem for them, it's always, always viewed as a messaging problem. Surely it's not the fault of the revolution. Surely it's not the fault of our disastrous policies. We just haven't used the right words. You know, they do that all the time. I remember Obama used to do this all the time. And then Joe Biden did it all the time when he was asked about, hey, why are people unhappy with this? Why are people, you know, they'd ask Joe Biden, why are people unhappy with the economy? And they would all, they can't help themselves. They'd say some version of, well, people just don't really realize yet what we've done yet. You're all just too dumb to realize, you see. Maybe if you knew more. And some of them, the ones who aren't politicians, they can be more honest about how they feel. Here's Sharon Stone. Listen to what she said.
My country is in its adolescence. Adolescence is very arrogant. Adolescence thinks it knows everything. Adolescence is naive and ignorant and arrogant. And we are in our ignorant, arrogant adolescence. We haven't seen this before in our country. So Americans who don't travel, who 80% don't have a passport, who are uneducated, are in their extraordinary naivete.
She's talking about you because you voted for Trump. She is less delicate than a politician. She's just more honest, but that's how they all feel. It's not my policies that are the problem. You're stupid. Alec Baldwin, too.
What's happening, you might not learn from the news. Television news in the United States is a business. They have to make money. And again, not to go into great detail about that, but there's a hole, there's a vacuum. There is a gap, if you will, in information for Americans. Americans are very uninformed about reality, what's really going on. With climate change, Ukraine, Israel, you name it, all the biggest topics in the world, Americans have an appetite for a little bit of information.
You see, for them, it's a messaging problem. You're just too stupid. You don't understand like they understand, of course. It's never them. It's never their fault. Every problem is a messaging problem. So they lie about everything at all times. And they do this simply as a matter of strategy because they have nothing moral against it. Because they're fighting the revolution.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
It's always just a messaging problem. Either you're too stupid, you need to be educated more, or... The things you listen to that aren't them, that they need to be controlled. Here's that same lady. This First Amendment, oh, what a challenge.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And
gosh, think about everything we could get done if we didn't have this, this First Amendment that allowed you to just say whatever you wanted. If I could just control that, that's how the communist thinks. If I could just control that, if I could stop that, if I could stop you just from just saying anything, if I could control everything, then you wouldn't be stupid. He never, ever, ever looks in the mirror ever and says, maybe it's me. maybe my policies are not good or not popular. He doesn't think like that at all. At all. He's a revolutionary. Everything is done for the cause of the revolution. All right. People want to talk about dessert. People want to talk about this commission. They're angry about some rhinos that are on this Doge commission. Thanksgiving, many other things to discuss on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers, shall we? Let's talk about this wonderful organization that makes a very tough holiday season wonderful for people. This is when they really, really step it up and they take care of these fallen first responder families and Gold Star families and catastrophically injured veterans. And you're doing that when you help Tunnel to Towers. When you give them $11 a month, that's all they've ever asked for, $11 a month. Most people sign up, they give it automatically and you never know it's gone. But when you give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, it goes exactly where you want it to go. More than 95 cents of every dollar goes right to the families. And during this season, this challenging season, where you look around and mom's gone, dad is gone, it means so much more now. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship. I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.